The pre-trial of the man accused of murdering Elnaz Hajtamiri, who was violently abducted from a Wasaga Beach home in January 2022, continued today, but no trial dates have been set. Mohamed Lilo, a former boyfriend of Hajtamiri's, has been charged with the murder of Hajtamiri. He was first arrested in July 2022 and charged with kidnapping. The Crown attorney charged Lilo, by way of direct indictment, with first-degree murder in November 2023. Lilo's case was before the Superior Court in Barrie on April 15 for pre-trial proceedings as the Crown, Courts and Defense works to coordinate a trial. The content of the pre-trial is protected by a publication ban. Justice Joseph D. Luca explained the court is not ready to set trial dates yet, but the pre-trial would continue on May 23. The charges against Lilo have not been proven in court. Elnaz Hajtamiri was abducted on January 12, 2022 around 8:30 p.m. from a Trailwood Place home where she was staying. Police say Hajtamiri was snatched by people dressed in fake police gear, who then stuffed her into a white Lexus RX SUV and fled. A couple of weeks before that, on December 20, 2021, Hajtamiri was attacked and struck with a frying pan in her underground parking garage on King William Crescent in Richmond Hill, near Young Street and Bantry Avenue. She suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police have since arrested several people in connection with her disappearance from Wasaga Beach and the violent assault of Hajtamiri in Richmond Hill. Charges against two of the people arrested have since been stayed. Court records indicate the kidnapping charge against Crystal Lawrence was stayed at the request of the Crown on March 19, 2024. Records indicate a second woman, Dominique Ewan, also had her charges stayed in October 2023, including charges related to the abduction. Ewan had also faced charges for knowingly possessing a stolen 2019 Land Rover and changing a vehicle identification number. The Ontario Provincial Police have said their investigation into Hajtamiri's abduction remains active and ongoing. There is a $100,000 reward, a joint offering from the OPP and York Regional Police, available for anyone with information that leads police to find Hajtamiri.